So Michelle, here we are. We're nearing the end of this conversation, and it's been fascinating. And it's thank you very much for joining us on it. Now let's get back in Foot's taxi. And what would you now say to that person sitting in Foot's taxi on their way into St. John's? What would you say to the audience? What's your one piece of advice that you've had a wonderful journey, an incredible career inside and outside of the military? What would you tell? What's your one piece of advice to leave us with?
I have to comment on the Foot's taxi piece before I say that the piece of advice is, and that's only because I was on Foot's taxi just in March. Right as the pandemic started, I was at home visiting my parents, and I was taking Foot's taxi back into St. John's. So, you know, I've still taken that taxi.
We're not sponsored by Foot's taxi, by the way. There's no affiliation with any company yet.
What's the advice, Michelle?
The advice for that young girl on that taxi is to be happy. You know, that's been the number one thing I think that I've had to learn and relearn as I've gone through this journey. And that's that being yourself and being happy is the most important thing. I tell people all the time, you really can't be an effective leader if you're not happy. You know, you can have a job and you can make all the money in the world, but if you're working 20 hours a day and you're miserable while you're doing it, then what's the point? You know, there has to be enjoyment to life. And finding things that make you happy and doing jobs that make you happy are part of that. And when you get to that point where the job doesn't make you happy anymore, then you really have to look at yourself and decide if it's time to move on to do something else. And, you know, along with that, when you talk about being happy, is it's remembering all those other pieces of you that, you know, you're not just a job. You are an individual who has other interests and other things that you can do, that you want to do, that you do. And you have to continue to give yourself the space for that as well, because that is what brings it all back in. Happy in a job, happy in the rest of your life, and being happy. I'll finish it with a bit of a yoga piece, and that's that there's a documentary on Netflix, which is called On Yoga. I think it's the Architect of Peace, something like that. And I had watched it a little while ago. I think actually I was on a plane a couple of years ago the first time that I saw it. And they're talking to this one guru, and he's talking about how yoga is not just, you know, 45 minutes on a mat bending over. You know, there's more to yoga than just that. And then he goes on to say, and I'm absolutely paraphrasing him, but he goes on to say that, you know, you can't look at life as maybe, you know, 2 years from now, I'll be happy. Maybe when this happens, I'll be happy. Down the road in my future, I'll be happy. You have to be happy now. Now is the time. Being happy all the time with what's going on. And, you know, in terms of a global pandemic, that, again, one of those lessons that I've had to repeat to myself, which is you can focus on all the negative, and the more you focus on negative things, the more that everything seems to be negative, the more difficult it will be to find anything good. If you focus on the good that's out there, then life becomes a whole lot more enjoyable.
Jerry, your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just feeling happy by being able to talk to you, Michelle. I can't help but reflect on my own career, lots of senior leadership roles, passionate about my work. But there were times where, even though I absolutely loved the work I was doing, when you're working 20 hours a day, 6 days a week, good God, it's hard to be happy sometimes. And, you know, yes, the money's taking care of itself, all of that. But if you're not there for the people around you, you know, is that really happiness? So I love it. To that young girl on, you know, in Foot's taxi, be happy, but be happy now. Wow. Yeah. Thanks. Really appreciate it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining Gale Force Winds. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to Michelle Tessier today, an accomplished military commander, has inspired and motivated young men and women around this globe, on the ocean and on shore, now on the second part, third part, fourth part of the journey, however you want to describe it, and heading out to the west coast of Canada, and they are lucky to have her. It's been a real pleasure to have Michelle Tessier on the show today, and I can leave the audience with just one thing. The world needs more Michelle Tessier. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Gale Force Winds. That's GaleForceWinds.com.